This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Hope we're back. I can't hear nothing, but that's good for me. All right, I'm Joe Pacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and simply just being part of the conversation. Okay, well, it is not over. Let's just work on this, okay? Let's not get to some of you I'm already getting the crazies from. Oh my God, what do we do now? No, we don't do that. We don't do what they do. We don't curl up in a little ball and die. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us again on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can truly be part of the solution, because that's what you want to be. You want to be part of the solution. The only way that happens is you get informed. Right? Get informed, get engaged. I haven't done, because it just came out recently, I haven't done enough homework on this. I'm listening to others. I'm listening to what's going on. And I'm just not there yet. And Justices Kavanaugh, Barrett, and Gorsuch seem to be missing in action Friday night with the order from a Supreme Court denying the state of Texas lawsuit against Pennsylvania. Now, only Justices Alito and Clarence Thomas dissented. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a case directly to the Supreme Court. He challenged the election results from Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, and Wisconsin. The suit argued that the four states illegally made changes to voting rules through the courts instead of through state legislatures. And that violated the Elector's Clause. It also argues the difference in voting rules in different counties violated the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. So, basically, the only thing I can see here, and I'm guessing, I'm no expert. But basically what Texas was saying is, look, these guys broke the law, they circumvented the Constitution, which means the outcome didn't come out legally, doesn't matter which one it came out for, but the outcome wasn't legal. If the outcome isn't legal, or wasn't done right, how are we getting equal you know, rights or due process, or whatever you want to call it? I don't even know what to call it. Right, so if they don't have to follow the Constitution, why does anybody else? So, the SCOTUS said that the complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution. Texas hasn't demonstrated really that they were damaged. So, they missed the mark. And again, I'm not an expert. I don't know. The statement by Justice Alito and Justice Thomas, they said, we do not have discretion to deny the filing of a bill complaint in a case that falls within our original jurisdiction. Just look at Arizona versus California, U.S. February 24, 2020. He said, I would therefore grant the motion to file the bill of complaint, but would not grant other relief. And they wouldn't go any further with it. So I guess we're just going to have to bring in people smarter than myself and maybe some of the rest of us to find out truly what's playing out here. Look, the bottom line, a very good and old friend of mine today called me shortly after this happened and said, hey, what does this mean? Does this mean that this is the way it's going to be from this point on, that this is the way it's going to go down, that it won't really matter? Right, it won't really matter who we vote for, what we vote for. It's just going to matter who can cheat the best. Are we going to have to get better? I mean, I'm not saying we should cheat, but man, we should get better at catching them red-handed. Now, this was a conversation that others brought up. Now, remember, SCOTUS didn't say that there wasn't anything illegal done here. Right, so let's make sure we get that straight. What they basically said was Texas doesn't have a legal standing to bring the case, and Texas didn't prove that it was harmed. It was really that simple. They had no reason to sue Georgia. So, apparently from what I'm reading, Alito and Clarence Thomas said they would have heard the case. They wouldn't have granted any relief. They wouldn't have done anything else until they heard the case. They would have issued an injunction on electoral proceedings. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know where this would have got us quickly. But I do believe that the Supreme Court did not help out the American people today. And I only say that not that I want to take the election away from Joe. Because, you know, we've been screaming from day one that if Joe won fair and square, then Joe wins fair and square, and he should be president. But if there's any shenanigans at all, somebody's vote got stolen. And when I say stolen, there are reports, we haven't even talked about it, they haven't even come up. There are reports and proof, video, that Democrats went to places where people weren't quite put together, you know, people that were having mental issues, mental health issues, and they got them to sign ballots. Is that really how you want to win? Take a shower every day because your election, your win was dirty? So we see your host, Sonya Schmidt, joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
School, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
To have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Head to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Get involved, do something. Got to keep yourself busy. If you don't keep yourself busy, you're going to end up in a little ball of tears, you know, for the next couple of days. Remember, you know, it ain't over till it's over. Until they're swearing in Joey B, it ain't over. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, and we've got to learn how to support each other. We've got to learn how to get out there and do what we need to do. Look, if there's any chance at all we can lose this, lose the presidency, then you guys need to go in droves to Georgia. You need to pick up the phone. You need to get involved. You need to make sure you're making phone calls so we don't get stuck with the progressive left and taking over the Senate. You will not see a Republican, any kind of Republican control at the federal level for decades if you let them get away with this. Yeah, you heard me. You let them get away with this. Let me bring somebody on. She's always been a fighter. I know she's having a moment. She's just having a moment. I've known her a long time. It's just a moment. And I know you're hiding again in another hotel room, right?
Not hiding. I came out here for freedom, but it turns out that California has attacked this part of town, too, and they're hiding. So I came out to have some freedom, and now I'll see tomorrow because I came in tonight. And hopefully, the it's like crickets around here. So maybe tomorrow. I'm going to go to Huntington Beach tomorrow. And I hear that that is, last week I came, it was off the chain. People were walking around. It was joyous.
Right.
And, yeah, there was, the pro-Trump, hashtag stop the steal protest. It was wonderful. But I hear your people, your peeps in California have put the fear of Antichrist in them, and they're scared to come out this week. So we shall see.
Well, yeah, no, it's funny because somebody brought up a point of the day. Why the lockdown now? And some people were saying, well, it's because, they don't want people.
Sorry, my kids want me. That's
your kids? Yeah, well, tell them to go pound sand. Unless they're going to show up and pay for the room, just tell them to leave you alone. So the first thought was that he wanted to keep people from being able to canvass to get votes counted and that kind of stuff. But mutual friends of ours brought something up to me today and said, look, if he does a lockdown, you can't get out of your house. We need 800,000 more votes to recall him. What can we no longer do if he locks us down? We can't get votes. We can't get people to sign the petition. Because they're in fast food restaurant parking lots. They're all over the place getting those petition signs. So think about it.
I was going to being the chick I am and the Christian, I just went to the emotional place of, oh, they're trying to lock us down so we don't celebrate Christmas. When I was driving here from L.A., which is about an hour and a half drive, I saw this wonderful setup for Christmas for children, and it was empty. You could practically see the cobwebs hanging off of it. And I was like, you have to look at everything that the left has accomplished by all of this that they've done. It's everything
we let them do it, Sonia, haven't we?
You ain't yelling at me.
The generic we. You know that. I didn't mean you.
I understand it. But we have, and these feckless, that's one of my favorite words, too, feckless Republicans, these rhinos who are, for years they've let the left get away with all this stuff. They have no reason to believe, the left has no reason to believe that they can't get away with this, and they have.
Yeah. We had years, right, and we had some control of the the House and the Senate. We had years to pass bills that we wanted to make things happen and to shove things down their throats the way they do to us. And if they get any control of the Senate, the minute they hit the ground, they are going to be like, it's going to be like guerrilla warfare like you've never seen before.
They are done for.
And we have no cojones.
Sure. And that's putting it politely, very politely.
You like that? I cleaned it up.
I do. Is that how you say it in Italian, though?
I don't know. I heard that was like a Hispanic term, but hey, I'll take it anyway and get it, right?
But I don't know what that is in Italian.
Yeah.
I know what it is in black speak, but I can't say it on the air.
Yeah, please don't.
But I just don't. We have let them get away with this. I always say it's like letting your children run your household. And then by the time you realize that that was a bad idea, you can't get control back because these people have their power struck. And they know what it feels like to get power and money and never let that go. And that's where we've let the left go. So I agree with you that it's our fault. But at some point, the parents have to take back control of their homes. That's where we are now.
When does it happen? You deal with younger women from church and other places and what have you. And when do they decide? Because, they don't want to feel bad. And they don't want anybody else to feel bad when they're correcting them. How are we going to win this if they don't understand people are going to feel bad?
You said that you were going to have somebody on the show who's a fighter and who's not going to give up. And you're asking me a question like that because I, to be honest,
don't you tell me you're giving up.
No, I haven't given up, but I do believe that, oh no, I shouldn't say that. It's not that I believe, but I think there's a possibility that we have to hit rock bottom before we can bounce back up. I don't think, as bad as it seems right now, especially with this ruling today with the Supreme Court, I don't even know that that's our bottom. I think we have to feel what it's like to have a Joe Biden presidency, a Kamala Harris presidency, but because obviously we didn't feel it bad enough with
Obama.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but I will say this. I'm not going to blame this totally on us because it's not like we didn't go out to vote. Before, there was huge numbers, and I'm like, well, where are the Christians going out to vote? Where are the conservatives going out to vote? Didn't happen in the numbers that it should. This time, I believe it happened in the numbers that it should have. They just cheated.
They stole at a bigger level.
Cheated on a level that was But we should have known that they were going to do this. We knew about Dominion machines long before this election. We knew what they were going to do long before this election. Maybe we didn't know that they were going to have suitcases, but but we could have been more proactive, I think. But I'm playing, what do you call that, Monday morning quarterback? I don't know.
Yeah, Tuesday morning quarterback, backseat quarterback, whatever.
Yeah, backseat driver quarterback.
Yeah, right.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Well, you know, again, I know that they had a clue to what was going on. You're right. We could have got out in front of it. We always are playing catch-up. We'll be back in a minute. Normal Senior your host. Sonia is going nowhere. I've got to lock in the hotel room. She doesn't know it yet.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Did Hunter Biden commit a crime? Have you spoken to your son, Mr. President-elect? Probably my son.
President-elect Joe Biden's first comments regarding his son, Hunter Biden, saying he's proud of his son. The Department of Justice continuing to look into Hunter Biden for possible money laundering and his foreign business ties. The Supreme Court rejected Texas's long-shot bid to void 20 million votes in four states, clearing the path for Joe Biden's victory when presidential electors meet on Monday in states' capitals across the nation. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
these are really troubling developments for the Trump legal team. They've never found terra firma in any of these cases. They've never been able to really move this litigation forward.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring her back on because she's wound up. I mean, I love getting her wound up during the breaks because then we have so much fun when we actually go live again. Sonia Schmidt, host of the Sonia Schmidt Show. Where do we find this show of yours? Tell us.
Who knows anymore? Now, you can go on the range and you can archive any of my shows. I have fantastic guests and I get to do a long form interview with them. And it's my favorite thing to talk to people because I swear I know nothing, but I interview people who have a lot of knowledge about everything. So
hey, I have fantastic guests too.
Huh?
I said I have fantastic guests too.
Are you really considering me one of them? I just have an opinion, which is, you know, what they say about those. I don't have an expertise in anything. The only thing I really know about is mommying and grandmommying. That's really it. I wrote in Hollywood. I wrote comedy for years comedy in Hollywood. So that's probably something I know about. But that has nothing to do with what's going on now.
No, but you see, but you were in the middle of some of these, you know, nasty, hateful people. You know, again, when you really look at what Donald Trump's accomplishments were, President Trump's accomplishments are, were, whatever, they were much, much more than Biden or Obama, any one of them. And yet the left, the Hollywood types, if you would, you know, still couldn't wrap their arms around him for whatever reason that was.
But they can't. They're evil. They're slight of normal. So they're not. They don't have the ability to do that. So we have to stop looking at people on the left and in, you know, extremists like Hollywood, and we're never going to get them on our side. And you know, you and I have talked about this, and I'm going to make this as vague as possible, but you know, I know men of God, quote unquote, who have said there's nothing wrong with either side and you should try to resonate with the other side.
Right.
And I, for a few weeks, I felt really guilty because my show is all about exposing the left and what they do to inform people and to help people decide which side is more appropriate and godly and right. And for a couple of weeks there, I felt really guilty about what I did. And then, because I'm going like, okay, so how many? So if I assumed, he said, switch parties, because neither one are bad.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, so how many babies would it be okay? How, what compromise would I have to make in order to be a part of the left? I don't really understand how to do that.
No, I'm with you. You're 100% on. It's kind of like when some of these pastors say there's nothing wrong with either side, or Jesus wouldn't be a Republican or Democrat. Nobody's saying what party Jesus would belong to. I don't think he'd belong to a party, if you would. But he would hang out with the group, okay, that was not for killing babies in the womb.
It's values, it's policy, it's values and policies.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I want you to know something, that Oblamo came out, and he said that it is Rush Limbaugh and Fox News, you ready for this one? That ruined his connection with conservatives.
So, that shows you how delusional they are.
I told you that would make you laugh. I mean, he really felt like he had this California connection with us. You know, we were all just kumbaya'd.
Here's what's scarier to me about what Oblamo, and I love that you call him that, but what he, and that's what the left does, and that's what they brought into our culture. You never have self-respect. You never have responsibility of your own. You're always blaming somebody else. But Oblamo, a couple of weeks ago, said that if Trump doesn't leave the White House, he used the term, we will have him exited by the military. And, okay, first of all, it's ugly that they would do that, but they've been talking about that for months. But where does this term we come from? How much attached is he to this current quote-unquote president-elect administration? So he is, and then when you look at the appointees that Biden is making, this is very much Obama. He's been very, very, he's a part of this whole thing, and Obama scares the heck out of me. I think I was telling you before about my affiliation with community organizers coming from the inner city. I knew exactly what community organizers do, and it's not good. They hate America, and as in Obama's words, they want to fundamentally transform it.
Oh, and it's coming. I still believe we're going to see a civil war like we haven't seen in quite some time.
I've got to ask you about that.
I really believe. Listen, you could only take so much. People could only feel like you got your thumb on them for so long. People will not, especially Americans, we're known for throughout history. We will only take that oppression for so much of a period of time. And when I saw these boneheads a couple of weeks ago on CNN, MSNBC, we're crying for the, you know, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but who was the black guy on CNN? He's going, for the first time in so long, it's okay to be a black man. There's all this pressure released now that Trump is not in a, you're an idiot. I don't care if you're white, black, red, green, or blue. You're an idiot. Trump did more in 4 years for the black community than any other Democrat president has done in the last 50 years. Am I wrong?
They can't tolerate that. They can't tolerate that, okay? So they do live in their world of oblivion, and that sort of brings me back to Hollywood. That's why they're so invested in make-believe. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. That's what I did for a living. It's make-believe. But it's so scary that these idiots, these children, are running our country, and they're so close to being able to do it, as we've seen by the Supreme Court ruling today. You're saying that's not, it's not over.
I don't believe it's over yet. I think that I have other feelings I'll talk about later on in the show. But, you know, just because they have no standing doesn't mean that there aren't people in the states that they were suing that do have standing that should come forward. I don't know why we didn't get people in those states to bring those forward. Some say it's because of the timeline. State to state goes directly to the Supreme Court.
That's what, right.
Okay. But
that was our
hope. That was the goal, but Texas didn't have the standing to pull it off, apparently.
What does
even
that
the
mean?
Conservatives.
I don't even know what that means.
So you have to show that you've been damage, right?
Oh, right, right. So, but that's never been, it's, what, who cares if he doesn't have the, I'm sorry, I'm yelling again because I'm in a hotel room, I ain't in a neighborhood. Who cares if Trump doesn't have the votes? This was illegal and this cannot stand because if this blows over, if they go nothing to see here.
Oh.
The country will never be the same again. And we all know that. We lament that. The left is looking at that in glee because we will. There will never be another Republican House, Senate, or President again.
Oh, they don't care. Yeah,
they will. They love this.
Yep.
This is what because they think we're evil. And you know what? On a good day, and I always say this, on a good day, I look at the left and I go, I understand why they feel the way they do because it's all they hear. It's all they've grown up with through schools, through whatever, their families, whatever. I have family members.
How much respect? Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this stuff here. How much respect am I supposed to have for my Democrat friends who say that the Democrats are for the poor, the Republicans are for the rich, and they just voted for an idiot? I'm really an idiot that is one of the biggest racists we've seen come into other than Jimmy Carter, come into the White House. Okay, you want to talk about rich? Him and his wife went for what?
They never hear the racist crap he says, and B, they think we're the racists. So, good luck with that argument.
Thanks for the help. But you look at this, right? And now, what's he got? He's got four mansions, million-dollar mansions, Joe Biden, right? He went from making $300,000 a year to almost $16 million a year for a couple of years there. I got the numbers. I'm sorry. How is he for the poor people again? Help me understand.
Well, you know what he does. He does. He is for the poor people because when he's around them, he talks about roaches, so he can relate. And then he also talks about how when he goes into the pool with them, they are enamored by his blonde hairs that when they dry, they pop up, and the poor little black kids can rub them down.
All right, I'm gonna leave you on this note while we go to commercial. During a gala event, President Obama said, I ended up getting enormous support in these pretty conservative, rural, largely white communities when I was a senator. And now look what happened. We'll be back in Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Please answer the question.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Come on, baby. So with your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff going on there, a bunch of stuff you can get involved and engaged with. You know, the best thing in the world, really, truly, read some of the articles. I don't put up junk there. Put up stuff that might enlighten you, might help you either feel better for better about yourself and what's going on around you, or help you fight, or give you the information so you're not putting up garbage on Twitter and other. I mean, God, sometimes I get crazy with some of the stuff I read and how quickly, you know, we jump on something when we get it via Twitter or Facebook or one of those other places. By the way, you can find me at Joe Messina on Parler and on Spreely.com. Always can find me there. And here's somebody you need to go looking for, too. Sonya Schmidt, host of the Sonya Schmidt Show. Always love having her on with me. Hey, Sonya, how you doing? Take a breath.
I don't know. I'm a chick, so I tend to go crazy and emotional and all this. But as a thinker and a storyteller, I think that this is one of the most exciting and interesting times in American history. And we get to witness it. And we get to take part of it if we choose to.
You like heartburn, too, don't you?
Absolutely. I can't wait to get to my cabin. I'm locked away in a bunker here in a hotel room in a town that I thought was free, but I think even the California government has come down on them as well.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about this before, but Governor Newsom, you know, he has done the statewide lockdown order. Now, here's the funny thing about it. It's interesting that it came down while we weren't doing a recount here, but we were doing a recall of the governor, which means we have to be out in parking lots getting people signing, right? All of a sudden, you can't go out anymore. You know why? Because they were closing in on him. They were getting closer.
For reasons. They've extended that until March of next year, I believe.
Well,
by the way. So if he can keep us locked down that long, but I think it has to do with a lot of things. Like I said before, I think it has to do with dismantling Christmas. I think that the left are joy killers. And whenever they see my ex-husband,
they always look miserable, don't they? Always look miserable.
But you know the term misery likes company. Loves
company. Yeah, they want a whole party, though. But go ahead.
I thought that was just a saying until my experience here in California. They are not happy unless you are unhappy. So that's just the way it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you really don't understand. You're happy because you really don't understand. You, as a black woman, are smiling because you really don't understand what the Republicans have done to you.
Because I'm a okay? Tom. And they Tom. It's just, no, and they know what's best for us, and it's an awful thing. I wish they would get Jesus. and that's.
And they would try to tell him he was wrong. No, no, you don't understand.
That's so funny. Jesus.
I would love to see a sit down with Jesus, Schumer, Pelosi, and...
That is a hilarious idea for a play.
Do a skit. There you go. Perfect. I want 10%. Whatever. That's the Italian.
That
what do you want?
Hilarious.
Sheila Jackson Lee. Can you imagine that?
Lincoln Douglas.
Oh, that would be great. Jesus, we need to talk.
Jesus Pelosi talks.
Yeah, we need to work with you, or you need to work with us, so we can. I can see that whole thing going down. That'd be great.
You know, gratefully, we have a sense of humor where they have none.
You're right. Look, I went and found a website that has like freaky high school yearbook sayings, right, and stuff like that. And some of the funniest ones in there were young black ladies. I mean, they were hilarious. White guys have no sense of humor in high school. I don't know what it is, but anyhow. And then three or four Asian girls. No, I'm sorry. This one, there were like six Asian girls with the same last name. And every one of them, the saying was, no, we're not related. All right? I thought that was hilarious.
That's funny.
See? You. So I put them up on my Facebook.
That's a whole other story. I lived in the hood, but across the street from an Asian community. So the majority of my school was Asian. There were Japanese, Japanese and Chinese. But yes, they had that. So I'm really good at understanding all the different ethnicities, especially when it comes to Asians. But yes, many of them have the same last name.
Okay, so, you know, I was having some fun with it. And I would put it, and you know, some of those stuffed shirt, Democrat, left-leaning wackoids were beating me up for being a racist. And I'm saying, wait a minute, I didn't write it. They did. How is that on me, right?
All of your listeners, I'm pretty sure they probably know, except for your leftists that tune in, that they deal with projectionism. They project everything, and you can listen. Everything that they say you're doing or we're doing,
they're doing.
Oh, come on. Russian collusion? Who colluded more with the Russians than the left?
Yep.
Who colluded more with foreign entities that are going to sway our elections? The left. China right now? Please. Germany has our voting machines? Please. That's the left.
Yeah, when do we...
Everything that they talk about is what they're doing. So you got to learn how to listen. I love that Rush says he can read them like the back of his hand. Totally. If you learn how to listen to them, how they were saying that the military is going to have to come in and get Trump out of the White House. How long were they saying this? Months ago. At least 5 months ago.
Yep.
At the very least 5. And your brain is kind of like a dog going, what are they talking about? Well, now you see. They butts with the relationship, with the election so much There's no way Trump can walk out of office and think that there's no way. So when Obama says we, I'm like, we, who are you? How are you back in the picture? We are going to have him removed by the military.
Yeah, well, you and I both know he's never really been out of the picture.
Never been, especially when you see all the people that are coming back into the relationship, the election. Why do I keep saying relationship?
Yeah, because it is a relationship, right?
It is. It's very true.
Yep. And the mere fact that you got Susan Rice coming in who lied about Benghazi, that? She lied to the nation.
Been discredited, but you in there, and I'm telling you this about Hollywood as well. The worst you can act in Hollywood, you get a promotion. You fail up. And that is the way it is in this. Susan Rice should have been so discredited that she should have never been able to show her face.
We have people who have cheated on their wives, who have had relationships, sexual relationships in their government offices, right?
Why is there a debate about a guy who's had an affair for years with a Chinese spy who's in our intelligence department? Why are we even discussing this?
Right. Oh, he would have been. Yes, he was like Gose. Why? Because he was having sex with a spy. That's why. That's all we need. I rest my case.
Certainly they never said anything, you know, that crossed lines.
Oh, God. Was she sleeping? She was having sex with an 84-year-old mayor or something of a major city. And when they asked why that was going on, she said because she wanted to get better English. I'm going, yeah, okay, you want to get better at something, but it wasn't English.
Wait a second. I'm impressed. An 84-year-old dude's having, all right, I'm just not even going to go there, but I'm a little bit impressed.
You'll have to stay on to the last hour. We can get away with that the last hour.
Okay, but, all right. I want to know more about this.
Well, I don't know how you'd have sex with anybody else after Swalwell. I mean, you'd be sick to your stomach and wouldn't want to look at anybody else.
None of them are appetizing, but an 84-year-old, that's interesting.
Oh, my God.
The world is crazy. We don't have people on our side. There's going to be a handful, but Donald Trump has weeded out the good, and I think we have to take that. Oh, we were going to talk about the third party. You said that that's not a good thing. That if Trump has this movement, and because we're talking about millions here, the ones that we can account for, we're talking about like 70 to 80 million, right? Okay. Or am I talking about?
Yeah, but they weren't all 70 to 80 million. Were not all Republicans. Some of them were Democrats. Some of them were independents, right?
No. In terms of who voted for Trump.
Well, some voted for Trump, but still voted Democrat on the other side.
Doesn't matter. They got their eyes open. There's some independents.
I agree with you there.
So, if there's this movement, and especially if, and God forbid, but especially if we have an O'Biden presidency, we're going to, I just remember white-knuckling it, if I can say white, through the Obama administration, and it's going to get that bad again, and I think we're going to gain even more power. So, say, what if there is a movement towards Trump or MAGA or America First or just conservative values, and we can leave the rhinos behind, because I honestly don't think it's that many. We can leave the leftists behind.
I know, look, you're bringing up some good points, but here's the deal. Remember that when you're first getting started with anything, you know, look at what's happening right now with social media. You've got now 15 different social media platforms that you can go running to. You've split the conservatives up. So if I want to get my message out, I've got to post it to 11 different crazy places so everybody will actually get to see it. When it comes to voting, when we get to that third party.
The cream is going to rise to the top.
Huh?
The cream is going to rise to the top. We've never done this before.
Well, it's an idea. Put a plan together. We'll sell it next week. You got a whole weekend in the hotel room. They're not going to let you out anyway. Or you should go out and play the game. Go, nah, don't you tell me what to do. Send you a BLM t-shirt. Sonya Schmidt, host of the Sonya Schmidt Show, should be back with us next week. God bless. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go.